So let's review. The Gemara cites a Mishnah Masechtas Tainus. Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel. There were no days as festive for Klal Yisrael as the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. The Gemara explains that Yom Kippur is a festive day because Yom Slicha Mechilo, Yom Shnitnu by Luches Achrayinis. It is a day of forgiveness and pardon, as on this day Hashem forgave the Chet HaEgel, and on this day the second set of Luches were given. The Gemara then proceeds to give six reasons why the 15th of Av is also a festive day. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yom Shehutru Shvatim Love Zebezeh. The daughters who inherited land from their father were obligated to marry only within their Shevet so that their inheritance remains in the original Shevet. However, on Chamisha Asba'av, a ruling was issued based on the exclusive word Zehadavar, Devezeh Lo Yehei Noigel Abedar Zeh. This halacha applies only to the first generation that entered Eretz Yisrael. Subsequent generations of daughters who inherited land from their father may marry into other Shvatim. Rabbi Babachana, Rabbi Yechanan, Yom Shehutru Shevet Ben Yamin Love Bekal. After the incident of Pelegish Begeva, the other Shvatim swore, Ish mimenu leyitin biti lebenyamin leisha. No one shall give his daughter to a man of Shevet Benyamin as a wife. However, on Chamisha Asba'av, a ruling was issued based on the exclusive word, mimenu v'loy mibenenu. We meant this oath to be binding only on ourselves, but not on our children. Therefore, our granddaughters are permitted to marry a man from Shevet Benyamin. Rav Dimin bar Yosef Amar Rav Nachman Yom Shekolu by Meisim Midbar. On Chamisha Asba'av, they realized that all those who needed to die in the Midbar as a result of the Chet HaEgel had already died. See Rashbam and Tosfos at length. And Ad Shalei Kolu Meisim Midbar Lohaya Dibur Imaisha. All this time Hashem did not speak to Moshe Ben intimately and affectionately as before. However, Vayehi Kasher Tamu Kol Anshei Mochama Lomus Veidaber Hashem Alai Lemer. Eli Hoya Dibur. Now Hashem again spoke to Moshe in that special manner as before, therefore it became a festive day. Ula Amar, Yom Shibitl Bahishea Ben Eilu, Pardesoy Shahishim Yuravim Ala Drachim, Shlo Yalu Yisrael Regel. Chamisha Asba'av was the day that the king Hoshea Ben Eilu eliminated the sentries placed by Yuravim Ben Nevat to stop people from going to Yerushalayim during the three festivals. Rav Masna Amar, Yom Shnitnu Harugi Beit Likvura. Chamisha Asba'av was the day that the corpses of Beit were allowed to be buried. Rav Masna adds that on this day, Tiknu B'Yavna Teiva Meitiv, the Chacham of Yavna instituted the fourth bracha of Berchas Amazon to thank Hashem. Hashem was good to us in that the corpses did not decompose and were eventually buried. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damar Tavayu Yom Shepoiskin Boy Melichris Eitim Lamaracha. Chamisha Asba'av was the day they stopped chopping down trees for the fire of the Mizbeach. The Brice elaborates, Tanya Beleza HaGadol Oimer Kimin Shegi Chamisha Asba'av Toshash Koicha Shelchamo V'lhoi Kursin Eitim Lamaracha. After the 15th of Av, the sun is not as strong, and they would therefore stop cutting wood for the Mizbech because it wasn't dry enough. The Rashbam explains that moist wood becomes infested with worms and may not be used on the Mizbech. Since they completed a mitzvah, they observed it as a festive day. They called this day Yom Tavramagel, the day of the axe's breaking, which means that the axe is no longer used. The Gemara cautions people to increase their learning at night since the sun sets earlier. The Meisiv Yosef She'ena Meisiv Yosef. One who adds to his learning adds to his life. If he does not add to his learning, he will be gathered. Which Rabbi Yosef says means he will chas v'shalom die earlier than he would have otherwise. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa. Shiva Kiflu Eskala Mekulai. The following seven righteous people together covered all the years of the world's existence because their lives overlapped. Adam Harishon, Mesushelach saw Adam Harishon, and Shem Ben Noach saw Mesushelach. Yaakov Vino saw Shem. And Amram Avi Moshe saw Yaakov Avinu. Achi HaShaloni saw Amram. And Eli HaNavi, who saw Achi HaShaloni, is still alive. The Gemara asks, how is it possible that Achi HaShaloni, who lived in Eretz Yisrael during the times of Yerovam ben Nevat, was able to see Amram, who died in Mitzrayim? The Pasuk states, V'loi Nisim Hem Ish Kim Kalev Ben Yifun V'Yeshu Ben Nun. From all the 20-year-olds who left Mitzrayim, only Kalev Yeshu remained alive, while all the others died because of the Gzera of the Meraglim. And if Achi HaShaloni did see Amram, he had to have been at least 56 years old when he left Mitzrayim, and accordingly the Gzerah for all those over 20 would have applied to Achi as well. The Gemara explains, Amar of Acha bar Yaakov, le'nigzer Gzerah lo'al pachas mi'ben esem, lo'al yesem mi'ben shishim. The Gzerah applied only to those who were between ages 20 and 60, but the Gzerah did not apply to those who were either younger than 20 or older than 60, and therefore Achi HaShaloni could have been more than 60 when he left Mitzrayim, and the Gzerah did not apply to him. Loyal pachas mi ben esrim, because the pasuk clearly states mi ben esrim shana v'mala, and loyal yes mi ben shishim, because there is a gzeir shava through the word umala from erichim. Just as regarding Erechin, a 60-year-old is similar to one younger than 20, and that regarding both, the value of Erechin is less than 50 shekel, so to regarding the Gzera of the Meraglim, a 60-year-old was similar to a 20-year-old, and that the Gzera did not apply to them.